Hello, this is A.H. Rostami. I'm talking about sleep, the third subject discussion challenge. So sleep is very important. You know, we create a place in our 40-meter apartment room, apartment house, and we called it bedroom, just for sleeping. So it's very important, and I don't want to speak too much. So I want to answer the questions. Question number one. How much sleep do you usually get? If I calculate my sleeping time, I sleep for 7 hours or more than 7 hours or 8 hours or less than 8 hours. And sometimes I would sleep for only 6 hours and it's very bad. I'm tired that day, the whole day. Question number two. Why do some people sleep well while other people do not sleep well? So, in my opinion, I think stress is very important. If some person would be too much stressful and had too much stress, so he or she can't do anything well, even sleeping. But if someone would not be nervous and would be calm, could do anything well. Anything you can imagine, even sleeping. So the main thing that causes bad sleeping is stress. So people who had too much stress can't sleep well, and the people who aren't nervous and were calm, just like me, sleep well. I think I'm sleeping very well. I haven't bad memory of sleeping. I always sleep in a good condition, and according to my father, if a flood came, I wouldn't wake up, and I sleep very, very deeply sleeping. I have a very deeply sleeping. The question number three. What do you do when you have trouble sleeping? You can guess this question. What do you do when you have trouble sleeping? We have two different conditions. If I was tired, I sleep. It's clear. But the second condition, if I wasn't tired and if I want to be awake, I don't sleep. Very easy. I don't sleep. I only think about anything I want to reach them. For example, anything you can imagine. Anything. For example, a plan for riding bike with my friends. This is very good. For example, brilliant ideas about improving something. For example, about the exam we have. For example, after tomorrow or any time. It could be anything. It also could be about, for example, quantum theory, about relativity theory, anything you can imagine. So I think until I become tired and I go to sleep. Sometimes when I go to school and had exams, I open my social studies. I open my social studies book and read it and read it and read it and study it and study it and study it. And I became very tired when I am studying this very bad book. It is very bad, in my opinion. And it causes me to be tired, and so it's one of the ways I do to sleep and sleep better. The question number 4. What time do you usually go to sleep? What time do you usually get up? As I said, I usually go to sleep at 12 or 1 a.m. I usually go to sleep in midnight. But what time do you usually get up? I usually get up between the 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is not normal. I often get up in between 8 and 9. But sometimes, if I become very tired, maybe I sleep until 10. But it's not normal. That's enough. Question number 5 is, have you ever slept in a strange place that was not a bed? When I saw this question and when I read it, I think, but I can't find a strange place, a very strange place. So it could have many definitions for a strange place. I have sleep in car too much time. I have sleep in when I was a child. I have sleep on a table that it has a glass. Yeah, this is. I have slept on it. And I don't remember a very strange place that is that I can speak about it. So that's enough. I think that's enough. Thank you for listening to my voice. That's it. Bye.